This recording, Louisiana 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Born in 1965, second of 5 kids, growing up wasn't easy for us. Being my mom did it alone. But we managed. I graduated from high school, and 2 years later, I had my first kid, got married, and gave birth to 2 more. Unfortunately, my marriage failed, and I was forced to bring up my 3 kids alone. But I managed so well that all 3 of my kids are successful. Throughout my journey, we've met a lot of friends. My kids were active athletes, so they were popular and had lots of friends also. Enough for me to realize that young kids deal with or don't know how to deal with life. And this is what led me to Ashford University to study behavioral science in hopes of receiving my bachelor's degree, hopefully next year, so that I could reach my goal and provide life skills to juvenile delinquents that have entered and was released from institutions with hopes of never returning. I presently work with a group here in the city where I live. It's named Kyle's Promise, where we service 134 kids. It's a wonderful program, but I learn a lot how kids deal or how they can't deal with some of the issues that their parents are dealing with, basically fathers being institutionalized. So we're trying to work on breaking that cycle and allowing the kids to live in a different environment.